I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Hello, you multidimensional little raindrops. I'm Andy.
And I'm Carrie.
And you're listening to
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
It's the show where kids ask us the questions they want answered.
And we answer the questions that the kids ask.
And then you listen to it and say, oh, wow, I really wish I could be on that show, not because I'd like to learn things from the experts, but because I heard sometimes Carrie and Andy give the kids free biscuits while they're recording it in the studio.
Which is true. Sometimes we do.
But if that's all you're interested in...
free biscuits.
Then we say...
No biscuits for you, you naughties!
This isn't a show about getting free biscuits.
It's a show about learning and educationalism.
The free biscuits do get given out occasionally, it's true, but that's merely incidental to the learning that's going on.
I mean, it's not a show that's about free biscuits. That's not the main point of the thing. Do you know what I mean?
I've been meaning to get that off my chest for a while now.
Me too.
It's funny how we both got it off our chests at exactly the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, that can happen sometimes. Sometimes you just both open your mouth and say exactly the same thing.
Big goats looking at me, big goats looking at me, big goats, big goats, big goats looking at me.
No. Okay, never mind. Who have we got on this week, Harry?
Yeah, it's that lot we talked to once before, Macaulay, Kira and Ina. Roll the tape, whatever that means.
Good. We've got three lovely guests in the studio with us today. Well, I say lovely, we've got three lovely guests in the studio.
And three horrible guests in the studio. So Let's find out who the horrible guests are.
My name is Macaulay and I'm 8.
My name is Kira and I'm 9.
Very good.
My name is Ina and I'm 8.
My name is Ina and I'm 8. How cute. By the way, we should say we were also very, very happy to have back with us in the studio our old friend,
Anthony Plum.
Anthony Plum.
Anthony
Hi.
Plum's here.
Yeah.
Hello, Anthony. Do you want to say hello? No?
Well, he's a bit shy.
Yeah, he's a bit shy.
Well, but we might be having a chat with Anthony Plum later on. Anyway, for the time being, we're stuck with that. With the time being, we're delighted to have with us Macaulay, Kira and Ina.
Question one.
How big is the Milky Way?
It's about the same size as Mars and
Mars?
Twirl and Whisper and it's about and Snickers. Okay.
Yes. Do you mean the chocolate bar? Because we're talking about the galaxy.
I'm talking about the galaxy. What are you talking about?
You're not talking about the galaxy.
It's the same size as the Snickers galaxy.
Right.
And there's the Twirl Nebula.
What about the Curly Whirly?
The Curly Whirly is it's interesting because that's got a dimensional aspect to it that means it's flatter and longer than all the other galaxies.
These adults are dumb.
I don't even know what's wrong with you, Macaulay. I preferred it when you were making farting noises, to be honest.
How big do you think the Milky Way is, Macaulay?
Quite big.
Seven and a half or bigger? Seven and a half.
I've seen a little bit of the Milky Way and it was as big as a train. I'm not quite sure.
Which train?
I think you just saw a train. Bigger.
Mate, you might have just seen a train with its lights on.
What do you mean you saw a little bit of the Milky Way? Yeah. What do you mean, you weirdo?
Like, a long time ago. I saw it in
How long ago? If it's more than 9 years, I think you're lying.
Last year.
Less than 9 years. I believe you.
What do you mean you saw a little bit of it? From a distance?
Yeah.
And it was bigger than a train?
Yeah.
But everything looks different from a distance.
Are you sure it wasn't just far away?
I don't think it's smaller. I think it's much bigger.
Bigger than a train?
It has to be bigger than a train, doesn't it? Because it has to fit all the trains on Earth inside. So the Milky Way is just like a massive train station. Is that what we're saying?
I don't think she is.
Ina, let her fight her own battles.
Yeah. Now, Macaulay.
Macaulay, come and talk to us.
What is your favourite galaxy-based chocolate bar?
Mars.
It's a good choice. It helps you work, rest, and I understand
fart.
That sprouts.
A Mars a day helps you work, rest, and fart. I mean, they wouldn't sell
I'd buy more.
Also, Pringles. You know when it goes like, it's gone a bit toilety today, hasn't it? You know when it goes...
Well, once you pop, you can't stop.
Yeah, you know that phrase on Pringles? Once you pop, you can't stop. Well, didn't it be terrible if it was, once you pop, you can't stop farting.
Or what? Once you poop, you can't stop. Yeah.
Yeah.
Does that answer your question, Macaulay?
Maybe.
Okay, do you know how big the Earth is? 36,000 kilometres.
What, wide, tall, round?
I don't know. I just read it somewhere and I've half forgotten some of it.
Cool.
It's all I got, mate. Do you know how many countries there are on Earth?
No.
It's about a couple of hundred. Ask me anything about the Earth, actually.
Yeah.
Forget the Milky Way. It's a special section I've just made up.
Geological facts.
Fire them at me. I'll tell you the answers.
How big is England?
It's enormous. Next one.
How big is the ocean?
It's tiny.
Even bigger.
But sorry, little known fact about the ocean. Completely dry. Next question.
How big is the biggest snail?
The biggest nail or snail?
Nail.
Oh, right. 1 metre high.
How tall is that?
How tall is that? Is it what, 1 metre high? 1 metre high is approximately 1.85 metres. Next. Come on. I've got
how
it all.
How big is China?
China. Well, China is absolutely... China's the smallest country on the planet. Next.
Yeah, but it's the most populated, so yeah, it's like an enormous queue.
How many people live in America?
4. Next.
Yeah. The rest are fake.
Yeah. Next.
How big would it be if we put all of us together?
It would be 3 times the size of any one of you because there's 3 of you.
Yeah.
How much water is there?
Massive.
Yeah, but we want to know the exact. How
much? Oh, sorry. How much water is there?
What? That doesn't make sense.
Yeah. Now you've noticed. How much water is there, Carrie? Too much.
At least.
At least.
At least.
Do you know what? Some people haven't got any water, and we've got loads of water.
We
should be ashamed of ourselves.
Yeah.
I'm ashamed of
We flush our toilets with water and that's a waste. We should be pooing outside and then picking up.
Why do we wipe our butts?
Sorry. Moving on.
Because as said earlier, everyone needs a hobby.
Right. Thank you for your geological questions, the last one of which was, why do we wipe our butts?
Question 2.
Why is the Bermuda Triangle so peculiar and why do ships get lost there?
Bermuda Triangle makes people disappear. Bermuda Triangle, don't go too near.
So have you ever been to the Bermuda Triangle?
No, but...
Because the interesting thing about it is it's not a triangle.
No, it's not even a
It's
Bermuda.
A pair of shorts.
True. And it floats in the ocean. It was dropped there by a fat boy called Gavin.
Yeah.
He was swimming in the ocean off the Caribbean, right? Shark comes up behind him, says, "Oi, Gavin, you look like a tasty morsel." Gavin goes, "Jeepers creepers!"
And does a little fart. Thinks it's going to be a fart. It's not a fart. It's poo.
It propels him out of his shorts.
Yeah.
He flies off back to land where he's quickly saved by a tiger and looked after in the tiger's stomach. And back in the ocean, the shorts are floating there.
And they're so fascinating that anyone who goes anywhere near them...
Instantly falls into the pattern on the shorts.
Yeah.
Which is like a psychedelic
and
pattern.
Overwhelmed.
By Gavin's shorts.
And he's never seen again.
So, in fact, a lot of aircraft have gone missing over the Bermuda Triangle. What they've really ended up in is
Gavin's shorts.
Right. Do you know any other mysteries of the world? We can explain those as well. Do you know about the abominable snowman in the... Do you know what that's about? The Yeti up in the mountains? Yeah. Do you know what that is?
What?
That's just my dad. He got stuck there in the 1920s, right? And he forgot his razor. And over the years, he just got hairier and he got hairier. And then one day he found some giant plastic feet and he put those on to keep him warm. And when he walks in this day, he makes the footprint. Everyone calls him Bigfoot, but it's just my dad.
And before he was called the Abominable Snowman, he was called the Abominable Andy's dad.
Yeah, Richard.
He was always abominable.
The Abominable Richard.
The Abominable Richard.
Yeah, he was called the Abominable. So we got Gavin Shorts, the Abominable Richard. Loch Ness Monster, do you know what he is? Just a crisp wrapper that fell into Loch Ness, right? Yeah, but sometimes from a certain angle of the light, it looks like dinosaurs. What other mysteries are there? The pyramids. Who built the pyramids?
Yeah.
Egyptians.
No, pyramids built by Gavin.
Gavin's a busy boy.
Yeah, because before he went swimming, he went back in time to ancient Egypt. And he thought, I fancy building some pyramids.
Yeah. I'm going to build them here.
Yep.
it's going to take me a while.
He couldn't build them himself because it takes about 100 years to build one.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's how long it took him.
Yep.
And he didn't even have any shorts.
He must be like 1,000 then.
Yeah. Really,
he's nothing now. He's in a tiger's belly.
Yeah.
But his shorts live on.
His shorts live on and his pyramids live on.
So can we all just say a very heartfelt thank you to Gavin for building the mysteries of the world? Come on, say it. Yeah. Thank you, Gavin, for building the mysteries of the world. Without you, we wouldn't have so many mysteries. You have enriched our lives and filled them full of wonder and delight.
And could you please do something about the abominable Richard?
Did you know?
In a fight between a ghost and a snowman, the ghost would probably win because every time the snowman hit the ghost, it's likely that some snow would crumble off his fist. And after a while, the snowman wouldn't have any hands. So if the ghost could just hang in there long enough, it would eventually achieve victory.
It's beginning to smell a lot like Christmas. Everywhere you sniff.
And we want you to send us your Christmassy questions.
For a special Christmassy episode of Ask the Clever Grown-Ups.
So if you've ever wondered why tangerines are orange,
whether wrapping paper can think,
or why Santa's teeth are so horrid,
then we're the elves to ask.
Email your questions to us at askthenincompoops@gmail.com.
Or you can tweet them to us at nincompoopspod.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Did you know?
If you leave a piano out in the sun for a few days, it turns into a sun-dried piano, which is just like a normal piano but costs more if you have it in a sandwich.
Question 3.
How do blooms bombs blow up?
How do blooms?
How do blooms blow up?
Blue blup.
How do blooms?
Now.
Blue on blup. Blue blim
blup. Blah blah
blah. The blooms blue blup.
And
the blub, the blub,
the blues.
Get the
blenator,
and you go
and blee and blee.
Yeah,
we can't understand you.
Blee and blalaga from Blaasis come along, and he goes, "Ooh, come the blub." He goes,
"Rain,
yeah, rain,
but rain,
but it rain, rain."
Let's just start the question again.
No, it's a damper. The blub, the blub.
Blah 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 blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah
blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah blah. Does that answer your question?
That's...
Are you sure? Yeah. I thought that was pretty comprehensive.
Right, I thought we covered most of the main points.
No, you didn't. We didn't understand you.
Well, I'll just explain again.
Right.
Blah, 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 blom. Blah, 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 blom. Near the blubbling. Then the blah, blah, blah. And then the blah, 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 blah. And then the blah, 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 blah. And then the bowsers of Parliament go blah,
blah.
We don't understand you.
Blissen!
Blissen! Blairfully. Right.
Blissen,
blablarry, blindlan.
Bluck up, blee.
Bluck up, blah.
Blah.
Blah, blah, blah. Blah, blah, blah. Blouses are blah, 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 blah. Blah.
Bloom!
When we get tired of walking, why can't we just start flying as well?
Right. So when? How often do you get tired of walking?
Every second.
Every second? I don't believe that.
Every
I believe that. I suspect that to be a lie of sorts. Okay. So every day you get tired of walking. Do you still have to get somewhere? Or could you just stop?
No.
When, and when you were smaller and you got tired of walking, did you look up at your parents and go, carry me! Carry me!
Why don't you get
still
my dad
do that?
Says I'm too heavy.
Well, I think he is maybe not strong enough. So he needs to go to the gym.
Ina, I've got a question for you that might help us think around this subject. So you're saying we should evolve the ability to fly as an alternative to walking, yeah?
Yeah.
Do you not think it might lead to a similar problem? If you were flying, you might get bored of flying.
Oh, yeah, your arms might get tired.
Right.
Yeah, what do you do when your arms get tired?
Pretend nothing's happening and we're just at home sitting and relaxing.
We could just sit at home and relax the whole time, then we'd never have to walk anywhere. What about that?
Just do
that
nothing.
That would be amazing.
And but the thing is, if you're flying and your arms get tired and you stop, you crash. Whereas if you're walking and your legs get tired and you stop, you just stand there.
Sit on a wall.
So it's quite dangerous flying, isn't it? But if you're prone to limb tiredness,
you
as you seem to be.
Something special and then something magical could happen.
I suppose.
Like what?
I suppose.
Yeah. You say that about anything, couldn't you?
Something magical could happen.
Yeah. I want a cup of tea, but I can't be bothered to make a cup of tea. I need something magical to happen.
Ina's world.
How do you know what goes on in Ina's brain?
Oh, I haven't got the foggiest, mate.
I don't have one. I only have a scary imagination.
Oh, I thought you said you didn't have
you
a brain.
You don't have a brain. You just
I,
have a scary
I have
imagination
a brain,
in there.
But you know, it's a scary one.
Oh, I honestly thought you were going to say, I don't have one. I have a brain. I just have a scarecrow who's controlling me. That's what I thought you were going to say. Right. But what's happened is the ghost of an evil scarecrow is controlling you from a distance.
I can believe that.
I can believe that. Having known you for the last hour or so, I can definitely believe that you are being controlled by an
scarecrow.
Evil scarecrow. Hands up if you're being controlled by an evil scarecrow. Hands up if the evil scarecrow just made you put your hands up.
Whoa.
Oh. That's deep. You can't see what just happened in the...
Amazing.
You cannot see what just happened in the studio's audience, but Anthony Plum raised his hand twice. Yeah. Do you guys want to ask anything to Anthony Plum?
Yes.
Anthony Plum, why are you always so shy? You should build up your confidence.
How do you think Anthony could build up his confidence?
Eating some chocolate.
Eating chocolate?
Yeah.
Yeah, we'll give him some chocolate. That's a good idea. Okay.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Can we just come on to Macaulay's... Anthony, I hope you're listening to this, by the way. Some of it could be useful. Could we just examine your theory that eating chocolate gives you confidence?
Are you trying to persuade your parents of that?
Yeah.
Do you know what?
I'm feeling a bit shy today, Mum and Dad. I need a massive, great bar of whole nut.
I also heard, Mother and Father, that eating chocolate increases your IQ by 30 IQ points per Mars bar.
And I've also heard that eating lots of chocolate helps you clean your room.
I've also heard that eating lots of chocolate reduces university fees, Mother.
And I've heard that eating lots of chocolate gives you good reports at school.
What is that we call
it? It actually makes you fatter.
You've just ruined your own plan there, my friend.
That's why it helps you clean your room. You just push your belly to the wardrobe and all your toys come with you.
That's a solution. Another solution, if your room's not that tidy, just wait around. Something magical might happen.
Question 5.
What happens in a super glue bottle when the glue's in it? Does it stick to it? Because when it's like outside, it sticks to things. But what happens when it's inside?
Well, super glue is famously very, very shy.
A bit like
Anthony Plum.
By the way, his mum works in a superglue factory. Yeah, and also, by the way, the other day, right, when we left the studio, Anthony Plum couldn't come off the chair because he was stuck to it.
Yeah,
so maybe
that's making a lot of sense.
Sorry, can I just say, I think Anthony Plum and superglue, he's got into his DNA.
I think he might be related to superglue. So superglue, very, very shy.
Yeah.
Which is why you'll remember any time you have to superglue something, you have to coax it out of the bottle.
By saying the rhyme. What's the rhyme again?
The rhyme is super glue.
Don't be shy. No, it's come out. Oh, sorry. So yeah. I grew up in North London.
I grew up in South London.
Oh, what was your one? Should I tell you mine?
Yeah, you do super mine. Yeah.
Super glue. Don't be shy. Never wonder why. Look at the sky. The world is waiting. Super glue. The world is waiting for you. And then if you're very lucky, you said it with just a lot of love in your heart, super glue plips out.
Yeah.
What did you say in
now,
South
London?
Now, in South London... Oh, super glue!
It was slightly different. It went, super glue. Here's some chocolate. Do your job!
So bribery in the South, love in the North. And that's the essential difference between North and South London.
Absolutely.
A lot
is.
More confident in the South, though, aren't they, because of all the chocolate?
Oh, loads of chocolate, so the confidence is palpable.
I wonder what they used to sing in Sweden to get the super glue to come out.
Does anyone...
Oh, yeah, come and tell us the super glue song in Swedish.
Sing it into the microphone.
And don't do swears, because we're going to put this through Google Translate and check.
Yeah.
So do some Swedish super glue song, please, Ina. Make the super glue come out.
That sounded very much like Merry Christmas.
It sounded to me a bit like the Munish Tanna sung at Jewish Passover. Right, no more journey babies.
No more journey babies, no more questions.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
Goodbye. I said goodbye.
Bye.
Well, there you have it. Thanks for tuning in, folks. I've been Dr. Carrie Quinlan, head professor at the University of Knowing about how to make people called Andy Stanton do the dirty work.
And I've been Andy Stanton, head of cleaning the toilets at the University of Knowing how to make people called Andy Stanton do the dirty work. Hey!
And you were listening to...
Ask the Clever Grown-Ups!
Arse and Nincompoops was produced by Sam Day and is a Great Big Owl production.
Bye!
GreatBigOwl.com